I can't read, I can't write, but that don't really matter, cause I'm a Bristol City fan, and I can drive a tractor. Kitten? Kitten? Where are you, dear? Kitten? Are you in here? No? Kitten? Seriously, come on. There's no way you've just up and run off. I've bound you. You can't have. Oh, I can't lose a second, Familia. This is untenable. Huh? My stuff! Oh, you naughty Neko. Do you think I don't know what you're up to? I knew I should have taught you that bloody invisibility spell. How typical that you would use it to play childish pranks on your master. Come on, this is just stupid. Come off it, kitten. Reveal yourself. Immediately. Stop knocking things off my shelves. It's so cat-like. I can hear you giggling. I mean it, kitten. You wait until I find you- Ah! Oh, you- You little- Ugh. How typical. Yes, very funny, laugh it up. At least now I can see you. Very funny. Have you had your fun, kitten? Maybe I should turn you into a frog or a worm as punishment. You're just lucky that you've proved yourself to be indispensable to me these past few weeks. Well, yes. You've done very well for yourself as my familiar. Indeed, you've caught on with everything I've taught you. However, I must say, you haven't been outside an awful lot. I can't say I blame you. Having come here from the ordinary realm and finding yourself here, you must feel like a fish out of water. You, to be frank, must be rather afraid of the outside world. Especially so since I found you taking refuge in a library when we first met. Fear not. The outside world is nothing to fear. Well, mostly. Anyway, dear, this realm is your new home. I know it still feels foreign to you, but understand, you are a Neko. A Neko capable of using spells at that. You belong here now. You just need to get used to it. And I will be with you every step of the way. All right? Okay. We're going to take some baby steps today. You're coming shopping with me. No, you cannot stay home. You are coming shopping with me. I promise it'll be quite all right. Remember, as my familiar, part of your duties include the gathering of ingredients. I'm going to need them for the big spell later today. Yes, dear. The big spell. Oh, you'll see what it does later, I assure you. It will be quite entertaining. It will be difficult for me to pull off, but truly and utterly worth the labour. Yes, we could walk there, but I had something else in mind. It's about time I show you a convenient way that we mages sometimes utilise in order to get from A to B. It sure beats walking. Come, dear. Yes, the fireplace. No, we're not going to climb up and down it like Santa Claus. I've got something else in mind. You see this powder? You are going to stand in the fireplace, throw the powder to the floor, and very, very clearly declare Solace's Sorcery. That's the name of the shop we're going to. Oh dear, you seem so very nervous. I promise, this is 100% safe. I swear, I would never risk it otherwise. Please, trust me. Okay, I tell you what, I'll go first. Just let me show you how it's done. Follow me soon after. I promise you're going to be okay. Solace's sorcery. Ah, there you are. Oh, I'm starting to get worried. I thought you might have chickened out or ended up somewhere completely different. You don't want to wind up in the wrong part of town. Especially not as an echo. Forget I said that, actually. I don't want you to be even more nervous than you already are, darling. Anyway, this is Solace's sorcery.
Oh, I swear to God, if I have to deal with those stupid werewolves again, I'm really going to lose my patience. Oh, the nerve on those stupid mutts. Chiron. Oh, I beg your pardon, I didn't expect you today.
My apologies, Solace. I thought you'd be in. I hope you don't mind me using the fireplace to manifest ourselves here.
No, not at all. You're a trusted customer. You're always welcome here. And so is this cute little kitten. Hello there. What's your name, sweetheart?
Kitten, it's all right. Don't be shy. I promise, Solace is a good friend. He always does the right thing.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that.
Yes, very good. Anyway, I'm sorry for barging in on you like this, but this is my new familiar, and we're here to purchase some ingredients. I'm trying to get the little one here used to the outside world. They came all the way from the boring, ordinary realm.
Really? Well, welcome to your new life then, sweetie. Oh, so well-mannered. What a pretty name, too.
Quite. I'm hoping to get to a point where this one can do shopping on their own. For now, I am after Rising Root.
Rising Root? Well, that can only mean one thing. Here. There'll be 10 drakes, please.
Only 10? I must be your favorite customer.
Oh, shut her, I'll make it 15.
Thank you, Solace. Me and the Neko must dash for now.
A pleasure to meet you, sweetheart.
Come along, darling. I promise it's safe to walk back home. I've got you. Don't worry. I know there's a lot of people around. I'm sure it must bring back memories of when you first came here before I found you. But I'm with you. Let's go. See? That wasn't so bad, darling. Home sweet home. No one grabbed you. No one took you away. You were entirely safe with me, okay? Good kitten. I promise this will all be normal to you one day. But for now, let's get to the big spell. Come along, you'll see. Behold, the cauldron. Impressive thing, isn't it? One day, you're going to learn how to use one of these things, entirely independent of me. Oh, I promise they aren't as complicated as it seems. What did I tell you the first day you got here? It's all in the mind. Believe in yourself, kitten. Besides, not to brag, but I got all A's back at the academy when I was learning the reins of these things. You've got a good teacher in me. I assure you, dear. There we go. Hand me that bottle of white liquid over there. Good kitten. Now, the green one. That one, I mean. Good. See? Being a familiar isn't so hard. You're doing wonderfully. Do you want to stir the cauldron? Aww. I'm so proud of you. Go ahead, dear. That's it. Yes, that's right. Well done, sweetheart. Now, add the rising root to it. Just throw it in. Fantastic. Okay, it should be ready now. Here. Drink. Yes, dear, I'm serious. Drink. I promise it won't harm you. There you go. Any second now. It worked! Oh, I knew it would. Oh, all the preparation paid off. Look at you, floating in the air. And they really don't call it rising root for nothing, do they? Oh, don't worry, you won't go far. But look at you, you're floating. Try a kick around. Just don't knock off any stuff off the shelves again, please. There you go. You're actually flying. If I perfect this, I could make millions. Oh, don't worry, I got you, dear. Well, that didn't last very long. But this is certainly progress. This has been very promising. And it's all thanks to you, my little familiar. You know what I think? I think you've earned some head pats and cuddles. What do you say, kitten? Oh, I knew that would be an enthusiastic yes. All right, come on, dear. Let's go. I'll carry you. Hey, kitten. Do you ever miss being, you know, fully human? You know, not being an echo? That's a pretty conclusive answer. You really like being an echo this much? You feel as though it was your calling. You really like having your ears and your hair played with like this? Aww. That's what I thought, baby. Mwah. You are doing very well, sweetie. I am very proud of you. Thank you for agreeing to be my familiar. You've come such a long way in only a few weeks. Just promise you don't use the invisibility stuff and the rising root stuff to mess with me too much. You are a little devil. But you are my familiar. And I wouldn't have it any other way.